Before we get started on the actual Halloween episode, though, we're going to cover a couple of shows that we've seen this week. Now, the first one up is one that I went to see yesterday. I've been talking about it sort of nonstop since we came back in September. It's Dirty Rotten Scoundrels, which is a show about two guys who are both sort of womanizers. They're con men, and they set a bet with each other to try and get $50,000 out of this one woman by trying to trick her into it. It's really funny. It's got some great songs in it. And I went to see it yesterday because my dad was in it. It's his theatre group that was doing it over at Lincoln. I've been playing a song from it every week, and I might just carry it on because I really love the show. It was by far, and I like, they won't be listening because they're doing the show at the moment. It is by far the best show they've ever done, personally. It hasn't sold as well as their show they did last year, which was Sister Act. Personally, I think it's much better than Sister Act. It's the slickest show they've ever done. The scene changes are incredible. You cannot fault any of the leading cast members. It was just... And in a way that you don't tend to get with amateur theatre, because... And something that I always find kind of annoying with the amateur theatre groups, and it isn't their fault because they're not professionals, but... It's often very static and everyone sort of stands in lines and it just looks a bit clunky. Whereas this, there was always something going on. There was always something moving, like just seamless transitions. It was so good. I really recommend people go and see it because it is one of the greatest shows you'll see this year from an amateur group. Well, maybe even professional. Let's go for it.
Wow.
I just clicked my arm doing that.
Ringing endorsement there from Ella.
Yes. Put that on the poster. Ella Vedrinska.
Professional radio host.
Well.
Yeah.
So the song that we're playing tonight is the opening number from the show, where we are introduced first to Lawrence Jameson, here played by the incredible John Lithgow, Lord Farquaad himself. It's very exciting. And he's joined by his trusty sidekick, Andre, who's the French chief of police, who my dad plays in the show. And he's always lovely. He's brilliant.
Does he have to do a French accent?
He does have to do a French accent.
Excellent.
But yeah, so this is Give Them What They Want.
Left hand, side pocket, right arm, akimbo and relaxed. Head up, gaze steady, now you're ready, so you stroll in. Survey them, your world, they're all invited guests. Feel out how to play them, and remember this, you're giving them what they want.
Zabazooby,
giving them what they want, an adventure all their own.
Giving them what they want,
like they're in a movie. And never forget that what they want is half smile.
Demi Surreal,
David Niven,
put on a bold
countenance, was tragic and amused. High style,
hey, come here, fool.
That's a given.
And don't forget,
all I'm doing is
I'm giving them what they want. I do. Specifically what they want.
All tied up with a bow. For as the poet said,
Keats, truth is beauty.
And that is all you really need to know.
Your grace.
This lady is Lenore. She feels her life's become a bore. You see, her husband's 94 this May. But hey, she's down for 50 mil in an addendum to his will. And wherever there's a will, there is a way. I always say,
give them what they want,
smooth and breezy,
exactly what they want,
an escape from the ennui,
give them what they want,
nothing cheap or cheesy,
remember what they really want is,
exhibit B,
Sophia, loaded down with lira, spied a grey hair in the mirror, so she made a resolution to cuddle loose. Her family fortune is obscene. Her dad invented Orangina. Now sit back and watch while I turn up the juice.
Tom off,
Tom off
the illusion. On fantasy, the man to see is you.
And so,
in conclusion,
all you're doing
is you're giving them what they want.
Fire and passion,
exactly what they want.
And never close the door.
Cash in,
and then you've got to leave them wanting
more. Give them what they want,
give them what they want,
give them what they want to do. Give them what they want, some sugar in their tea. Give them what they want.
Here, I'll make
take it easy. Remember what they really want is
what we really want is
me.
May we
give them what they want from the original Broadway cast recording of Dirty Rotten Scoundrels. I'm really out of breath.
We were just doing some high kicks and then we realised it's 9 seconds until the song was ending. We're like, oh, quick, to the mics.
Yep. Mighty professional as ever on Showtime. Yep. As you can still catch Dirty Rotten Scoundrels in Lincoln up until the 5th of November, I think, next Saturday. I do really recommend it and I'm really out of breath.
I have to point out, okay, give them what they want. What they want is clearly more Showtime, obviously.
They want more Showtime and more high kicks, yes, from me.
Those are the two things. That's all they ask for.
That's all they want. That doesn't play a part in the show. It should. We now have a Showtime exclusive.
Whoa!
Very exciting. We've been playing Dirty Rotten Scoundrels every week. It's on in Lincoln at the New Theatre Royal from the 26th of October to the 5th of November. And I've been sent a recording of some of their rehearsals and I thought I would play it for you lovely people. From the brand new Chaos show, Dirty Rotten Scoundrels. This is a medley of kits from their rehearsals featuring the entire cast, including my dad.
Summer in Beaumont-sur-Mer. The night is warm, the trees are in bloom, and everything is ripe for the picking.
Excuse me, pardon me, coming through. Wow! Wow! Wow!
Dress up a monkey in Givenchy. He may seem precocious and cute. Despite all that primping, you still got a cheap beaver suit. Teach him the second verse of Swanee, and even Moon River to boot. Sure, people may gape, but you still got an egg in a suit.
Would you look at that covered ceiling? Oh, look at that chandelier. Excuse me, but how I'm feeling. It's 100 proof. Sort of in a spin since Cincinnati. The morning flight, a major bore, but then they open the cabin door and suits allure. Here I am. Lord knows I've had the will and the resources, but Mom and Dad kept saying, hold your horses. Well, I guess those ponies couldn't wait. Pardon me, folks, but they let the gate. I may be late, but here.
What do I want? I want this. I want this. Ah! I want this. I thought I had a real gift. That penny any grift. But Freddy's getting ready now to give his life a lift. I'm tired of being a chump. I wanna be like Trump. 200 pounds of caviar in one gigantic lump. Give me
great big stuff.
Nothing crass or crappy.
Great big stuff.
That'd make me very happy.
Great big stuff.
Bring it on and make it snappy.
Great big stuff.
Down in the panhandle where we manhandle all that bacon, lemma, steak, spread, lemma, wind whistle through the
was the cast of Chaos Dirty Rotten Scoundrels. Catch it in Lincoln from the 26th to the 5th of November. If you want more information, go to chaos.co.uk or go on the URN Showtime Facebook page, URN Showtime, or on Twitter, Showtime URN.
This is URN
Showtime Breakdown.